Atlantic Age was a time of turbulent emotions. Men were fascinated by the fantastic and the sublime. They yearned for the distant past and distant lands. Even in religious scenes, the calm reason of earlier periods gave way to frenzied emotion. Here we see Christ and his disciples on the Sea of Galilee. Reason gave way to storm and stress. It gave way to a strong sense of the mysterious and the power of the imagination. Above all, romanticism was the overflow of emotions. Even madmen became subjects of portraiture. The political ideals of the Enlightenment had been unity and indivisibility, liberty, equality, and fraternity. By the late 18th century, these ideals stirred men to an emotional fervor. It drove them to action. First, political action. Then, physical action. And finally, on July 14, 1789, an angry mob stormed the Bastille. This was revolution. This was romanticism in action.